I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, and here's some of the top stories impacting Rutherford County on your Rutherford Roundup for Friday, September the 19th, 2025. Rutherford County continues to show resilience in the job market, even as fluctuations emerge in recent months. While Tennessee's statewide unemployment rate held steady at 3.6% in August, mirroring both July 2025 and August of 2024, local numbers have seen more movement. Rutherford County reported a 3.7% unemployment rate in July, up from 3.4% in June and 2.7% in May. Smyrna recorded a 3.5% jobless rate, with Murfreesboro and Laverne both at 3.8%. Despite these slight increases, the county remains far below the national rate, which ticked up to 4.3% in August. Economists expect minimal change in local figures when the next update is released on September 25th. September also marks Workforce Development Month, celebrating the programs that connect Tennesseans with career opportunities. Rutherford County's workforce has demonstrated both volatility and recovery, having plunged to 16.4% unemployment during the COVID-19 pandemic in April of 2020, but rebounding to 2.5% by November 2021. Meanwhile, in Murfreesboro, local police are seeking help to identify two women accused of shoplifting from Ulta Beauty at The Avenue. On August the 27th, the suspects reportedly exited the store with an unknown quantity of merchandise without paying. One wore a white Von Dutch sweatshirt and a gold nose ring, while the other sported a pink-striped Hello Kitty t-shirt and burgundy hair. Anyone with information is urged to contact Detective Gonzalez at 629-201-5638. Rutherford County Mayor Joe Carr has officially announced his bid for re-election, citing major accomplishments from his first term. Since taking office, Carr says that the county has eliminated $64 million in budget deficit and achieved balanced budgets for three consecutive years, all while maintaining employee raises and earning AAA bond ratings. He also highlighted progress in solid waste management with the opening of a $17 million transfer station in Murfreesboro, which began operations $3 million under budget and has already posted a first month profit for over $80,000. Infrastructure for public safety has expanded as well, with five new health and safety buildings nearing completion throughout Rutherford County. These facilities, staffed with fire and ambulance crews, are expected to cut emergency response times and double as storm shelters. Carr also pointed to ongoing investments in education, including over $200 million in high school expansions and construction of new elementary and middle schools. He described the upcoming election as a referendum of his administration's fiscal responsibility and community vision. In a separate development supporting local quality of life, two senior programs in Rutherford County are receiving grant funding through the Tennessee Department of Disability and Aging. Mindful Care in Murfreesboro and the Senior Activity Center of Smyrna were among 125 statewide recipients, sharing in a $5 million grant. Funds can be used for program development, equipment, and facility upgrades, enhancing services for older adults across the county. DDA Commissioner Brad Turner praised the centers for offering vital support that keeps seniors active, healthy, and engaged. A multi-county manhunt is underway for Carlos Bernard Davis, a 39-year-old who's wanted for a long list of criminal charges and an identity that even he allegedly can't keep straight. The Wilson County Sheriff's Office spotlighted Davis in its latest wanted suspect notice, revealing that he's charged with criminal impersonation, felony evading arrest, resisting, assaulting a first responder, and more. Law enforcement also confirmed Davis has ties to Rutherford County, where he was charged in 2021 for possession of a Schedule 6 drug and maintaining a dwelling for drug activity. Those charges originated in Laverne, but Davis never appeared in court and remains at large. Authorities believe that he could be anywhere in Middle Tennessee, including Murfreesboro and surrounding communities. Anyone with information is urged to contact the Wilson County Sheriff's Office at 615-444-1412. Meanwhile, in Rutherford County, the Tennessee Court of Criminal Appeals has upheld a trial court's decision denying a $100,000 bond refund to McAdoo Bonding Company. The case involved Nathaniel Lamont Buchanan, who was initially released on bond after a 2018 first-degree murder charge. Buchanan failed to appear in court in January of 2022, prompting a bond forfeiture and subsequent arrest by U.S. Marshals in October of 23. Despite Buchanan's eventual capture, the court ruled McAdoo Bonding had voluntarily assumed the risk and did not demonstrate extraordinary efforts justifying a refund. Buchanan has since pleaded guilty to reckless homicide and is serving a 4-year sentence, expected to conclude in October of 2027. Tragedy struck Laverne this week as a missing persons case ended in heartbreak. On the afternoon of Wednesday, September 17th, Laverne police responded to a call reporting an unconscious woman in a parked car outside McDonald's on Murfreesboro Road. Upon arrival, first responders found 21-year-old Jocelyn Krause deceased inside of her vehicle. Krause had been reported missing the evening before after failing to return home from work. Authorities immediately secured the area, treating the scene as an active crime investigation. Laverne detectives, the Rutherford County Medical Examiner's Office, and forensic personnel worked together to begin piecing together the circumstances surrounding her death. While the cause of death has not yet been released, officials confirm the investigation is ongoing. The community is urged to remain vigilant and allow investigators space to continue their work. In nearby Murfreesboro, the community is rallying around education with the return of the Serve It Up Pickleball Tournament, hosted by the City Schools Foundation. Set for October 24th through the 25th at Adams Tennis Complex, the 2-day event features round-robin and double-elimination formats across several divisions, including casual and competitive brackets for men's and women's doubles. Proceeds from the $60 per team entry fee support programs for Murfreesboro City Schools. Registration is limited to the first 45 adult teams via the Scoreholio app, and a prize will be awarded to the most creative team name. Sponsorships are also available for those who wish to support without paying. That's all for now. For updates on these, as well as many more local news stories, be sure to check out our website, WGNSradio.com, or follow us on social media at NewsRadio WGNS on Facebook and X. And if you're enjoying the show, be sure to leave a rating or a review on Spotify and iTunes, or a comment on YouTube. I'm Dalton Barrett for NewsRadio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.